For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU women's hockey team is senior forward and captain Summer Thibodeau out of Maple Grove, Minnesota. And first of all, Summer, it's your senior season. How fast did these 3 years and the summer go?
I cannot believe I'm a senior. I keep talking to my parents about it, and that's one of the main reasons I wanted to stay this past summer and train with the team. It was my last summer of hockey, so it was surreal, and it's really bittersweet, but I'm happy to make the most of it this year.
You've got 9 new faces on this Beaver squad. 8 of them are going to get a chance to play this year, of course. Coach mentioned Abby Eckers is going to redshirt, but what do you know about the other 8? How have they adapted to this program?
Oh my gosh, like Emma and I have been talking. They have accommodated to collegiate hockey so quickly, the most I've ever seen, and we're really pumped to see them on the ice and actually playing in a game wearing that Beaver jersey.
I heard they're pretty fast. How fast are they?
Claire DeGeorge is like, I blink and she's gone. I'm not kidding. She is so fast. It's awesome, especially to have her up front in the forward lineup. It's great.
Got some great experience with her and Mac Lange. Both were part of the U.S. women's U18 teams. What does that bring to this program?
We've always had all-stars like that come throughout the program in the past. Steph Anderson, even with Canada, Britt, of course. I mean, it's awesome because they push us even more in practice, and them just representing our country, like, that's awesome. And now they can represent Beaver hockey.
You mentioned Brittany Mowat. That's the big question of the season everybody's asking is, how do you replace a goaltender, an All-American like Brittany Mowat? Of course, you got 3 that are battling for that position. What's it been like watching them battle for it?
I'm not worried at all what we have backdoor. I mean, Brittany was awesome, and we were so sad to lose her. But Dieters, Bench, and Kerrigan have been working so hard, so it'll be fun to see how that pans out.
I saw on BSU Beaver Women's Twitter page a picture of your goalies practicing before the lights even came on at the Sanford Center the other day. That just shows a dedication. Is that the culture around here?
Oh, absolutely. We have girls going out there 45 minutes, an hour early. I mean, it's awesome. I love seeing the dedication. I love seeing the passion. And I know it's still going to be there even when it hits our 7th month of the season. I mean, we have some really passionate girls out there, and that's awesome because then it pushes everyone else and it makes the practices and games that much better.
As a senior captain, you couldn't ask for anything better from your teammates, could you?
No, not at all. It's so easy to lead a group like this.
Well, you are one of 3 captains. You and Emma Terrace will be wearing the C on your jerseys, and Aaron Dieters, your senior 5-year senior goaltender, will be wearing an A. What does it mean to you to be named captain of the squad?
It's definitely an honor. I mean, looking at the seniors that we have to pick from, I mean, everyone's a leader in my eyes, and I was honestly really surprised I got it. But even the upperclassmen this year, we have a really good group of girls to lead this team.
You open up with the Korean national team, an Olympic team. What are you hoping to walk away from this game with for your team?
Like I was saying earlier, Division I hockey, I'm so grateful to be on this team because it leads you to so many experiences and opportunities, and it's just so cool to say that you played the South Korean Olympic team, if that. So I'm hoping to, I don't know, make some new friends, I guess. not in the corners, but maybe after the game.
Well, I know Wisconsin beat them 8-0. They are just getting started over there in the Asian countries. I know Steph Anderson's over in China helping them get ready for the 2022 Olympics. What's it like to know that the game of hockey is growing so much?
Gosh, it's unbelievable, especially on the women's side. I have a friend, Madison Wu, too, who went over to China. She's playing with Steph right now. And just to see them grow the game over there while playing, while being an advocate for women's hockey, it's just great to see that grow.
It is always so much fun talking to you, Summer. Enjoy every moment of your senior season, and good luck on Wednesday.
Thank you, Kelly.